man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and
welcome,
I'd
folks.
Send him some homemade wine.
Here we are at the Trump Phenomenon on February 20th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host in this live program for a brief hour together, updating ourselves on the Trump Phenomenon. So let's buckle our seatbelts and go for it for the next 60 minutes. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And just to give you my executive summary, I think it's been a great 24 hours for the Trump Phenomenon. Good things happening on all fronts as far as I can see. Let me know if I missed something. Let me go here to follow the president's tweets. Of course, you have to update your tweeting by the minute almost. And let's see the latest tweets from the president are, oh, here's a good one. here's one from his last tweet. I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he fully agrees not to allow Hoda Muthana back into the country. There you go. Way to go, Mr. President. This is one of these people that took off to join ISIS, and now she's decided she wants back in to the country that stupidly let her group in the first place. And it wasn't Donald Trump that did that. It was Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, who grew up in a, what do they call those? A madrasa. An Islamic school in Indonesia. It's like the mystery man, Barack Obama. How many Americans realize that he grew up in a madrasa in Indonesia with his stepfather? I'm trying to remember his name. It'll come to me in a moment. It's been a while. After Barack Obama, his putative father, who doesn't appear really actually to have been his father, bailed out and took off back to Kenya, while the actual father, what was his name, Frank, somebody help me with this too, somebody with a better memory, Frank Davis, the communist who Barack Obama, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Barack Obama's mother's father was assigned by the FBI to monitor and tail communist operative and organizer in Hawaii, Frank Davis. And Frank Davis ends up bedding down, what was her name? They were hoping for a boy, so they gave her the name Stanley. Stanley Dunham. Stanley Ann Dunham. It's all coming back to me now. Frank Davis ends up in the sack with Stanley Ann Dunham and actually fathers Barack Hussein Obama, who goes on to be president of the United States, and who goes from his life as a teenager and youth in a madrasa in Indonesia. The name is going to come to me in a moment here, his stepfather, who also bailed out. And then Obama ends up in Chicago attending a church of Reverend Wright, what was Wright's first name, who punctuated his sermons with expletives directed at the United States, which he hates. And that's the background of Obama. And that somehow gets parlayed into the presidency of the United States. Woo! Boy, that takes your breath away. A complete nobody, Barack Obama, vaulted into a U.S. senator role out of Chicago for Illinois. Anyway, and he's the guy that opened up our borders, along with a series of other presidents. Here's a tweet from the president 7 hours ago. We have just built this powerful wall in New Mexico, completed on January 30th, 47 days ahead of schedule. Many miles more now under construction. And he shows a picture here of a beautiful wall being built in New Mexico. Very thank you, Mr. President. Here's a good one. The New York Times reporting is false. They are a true enemy of the people. And of course, the wonderful story today, you know, all good news. This wonderful kid from Covington High School, he is suing, and his family suing Jeff Bezos's Washington Post for $250 million. For the libels, the slanders, the slurs that they cast against this innocent young man who has no involvement with politics whatsoever, but was merely wearing a Make America Great Again red hat at a pro-life rally held by his kids from his Catholic high school. Were they attending the March for Life? And they're just standing there waiting for their bus. The Washington Post uses, and in the lawsuit, it states it very eloquently. It says, paraphrasing now, that the Washington Post saw, help me with his name, the young fellow that we all know, just standing there smiling, beautiful smile, just standing there, the beautiful smile. That the Washington Post saw him as an acceptable sacrifice. I'm trying to remember the exact verbiage. An acceptable sacrifice in their quest to destroy Donald Trump. So they use this poor kid to throw him under the bus and potentially wreck his life with the firestorm of denunciation that they launched against the young man. And so $250 million. I think that's a very good request for a judgment against the Washington Post. Jeff Bezos, already not sleeping very much with his $150 billion divorce from the woman he left, the mother of his children, for this floozy. Jeff Bezos shacked up with a floozy who, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. She is the one. Jeff Bezos is on the warpath. Who put my selfie photos of my package? Who put the selfie photos of my package out on the internet? It was his girlfriend, the floozy. She was sharing them, bragging with her friends. This is too good. Anyway, so now Jeff Bezos gets a $250 million lawsuit and another lying enemy of the people media institution. Okay, there are a bunch of good tweets here. The press, 14 hours ago, the president writes, "The press has never been more dishonest than it is today. Stories are written that have absolutely no basis in fact." The Covington story is a good example. "The writers don't even call asking for verification. They are totally out of control. Sadly, I kept many of them in business. In 6 years, they all go bust." That is when Donald Trump leaves the White House. Very good. And there are a bunch more of these, and I'll read them. All brilliant tweets from the president today. Let me open up my dialogue box here to see. I'll look for you if you call in at 800-313-9443. I'll put you on the air. Take a chance if you've never called in. Let's see. What can we – another thing to announce. CPAC is coming up February 27th. Let's see. What are the days of the event? From February 27th, that would be Wednesday, to March 2nd, which at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center, which is in National Harbor, Maryland. Where is that, you ask? Just south of Washington, D.C., just outside of the 10-mile square limits of Washington, D.C. itself, in the on the Chesapeake there in Harbor, National Harbor. The if you want to attend, the premium gold package ticket will only cost you $5,500. I know a number of you will be wanting to pick up that package. You want to cheap out, you can buy the premium silver package for $1,750. A general ticket, now getting down more into our own universe here, the general ticket for normal people is $330. Seniors, I could qualify for that. And if I were in the area, I'd go $165. Veterans and first responders, $165. Student, hey, $85. That'll get you into all the conference events, including the Potomac ballroom speeches, breakout sessions, and the other things. And you can get one-day tickets Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only for $165. The Ronald Reagan dinner, if you only want to go to the dinner, $250. Now, who is going to be the speaker at the Ronald Reagan dinner? I don't see it anywhere. I've been scouring the website to find out who it's going to be. I'm hoping it'll be Donald Trump. But we don't know. And I'll tell you what, because of for security reasons, I could see that somebody, if he were scheduled, I could see good reason for not announcing it because of the security nightmare. So there you go. And I'm going to go into the speakers here in just a moment. Then we can infer some things from the speakers list. Now, why should you bother about CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference? Well, it's the largest right-wing assembly of the year, every year. About 10,000 right-wing activists, with a heavy emphasis on youth, show up at, you know, a premier hotel in Washington, D.C., or in National Harbor, and the luminaries of the right, some of them are there. Some are not there. This tells us something. And some who are there who shouldn't be there also telling us something. So we'll go to that speaker's list here in just a moment. How about right now? Let's go right now. Here we are on the speaker's list. Now, it's really replete with speakers. Here are some good ones that would get me to spring for that $165 senior ticket or that $85 student ticket. Mark Levin, Nigel Farage, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Wow, I mean, that's worth the price of admission right there. Let me go down here and find some more good ones for you. I'm skipping a lot of people. Tom Fitton. You know, a chance to shake hands with Tom Fitton. I'll pay $100 for that. Oh, how about Gary Sinise is going to be there. Just to show you how little I watch movies. I'm thinking he's a movie star, right? But anyway, so you could meet a movie star. Diamond and Silk, that you see all the time on the Trump trail, are going to be there. Pete Hegseth, you see him constantly on Fox News. He's pretty darn good on Fox News. Wrong on a couple points now and then, but hey, he's a good guy. Military man. Who's another good one that's going to be there? Oh, now, something you can tell from this speaker's list, heavy presence of Fox regulars, Fox News. So really showing the importance of Fox News in the whole universe of right-wing media. Here's Andrew McCarthy. He's a regular on Fox. James O'Keefe will be there of Project Veritas. Wow. I'd love to shake that man's hand. He's the guy who took apart Acorn. You can remember that. And then that just got the ball rolling. He has taken down a whole bunch of left-wing schemes. Who else have we got here? Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Wow, another one. Worth the price of admission all by himself. I'll tell you, if I lived in the D.C. area, I'd be there. Ronna McDaniel. And what's her middle name? Romney. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the niece of Mitt Romney. And she's another good one. And right next to her here on the picture lineup, Sarah Carter, ace reporter and researcher. Wow. I mean, my goodness. Let's find another one here. Here's a forgettable one, Rich Lowry. I think he's one of the National Review types who published the Never Trump edition of National Review, which should have been the final issue. the last issue of National Review should have been that, Why We're Against Trump. I think Rich Lowry put that out. Was he editing that? Michael Medved participated in that. And, thank goodness, Michael Medved is not on this lineup of speakers at CPAC. Wonderful. They got that right. And for those of you who don't know, I went to school with Medved way back when in high school. Same debate team, same quiz team, same classes, the whole thing. And spent plenty of time at his house with Michael Medved before he became Mr. Big in radio. Let's see, in neocon radio. Rhino. Oh, there you go. Rhino Radio. That's what his class of commentators should be called. Rhino Radio. We'll be right back with more of these names right after the break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you know? know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over? Chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the
hey, we're
best
back. Thank
of
you,
world. The free life
and talking about the tweets of Donald Trump in the last 24 hours. Boy, here's some good ones. Now, Donald Trump, he quotes, now, Geraldo Rivera's not my favorite guy, but Donald Trump retweets him saying this: this is crazy scary. This is talking about Andrew McCabe. This is crazy scary. A cabal of unelected bureaucrats, angered and upset that Donald Trump fired their boss, whispered about overthrowing him. Has this ever happened? Why isn't the mainstream seeing this for what it is? This is malignant arrogance from a man fired for lying. Now, of course, it's more than malignant arrogance. It's a treason, Geraldo. But now, and then he quotes, there's a link here to Andrew McCabe. Well, this one doesn't play for me. But here's a link from Donald Trump. All this is coming right out of the Trump Twitter account. Here is the president. He tweeted this. Let's listen to it. He tweeted this from his own appearance in Miami in front of a huge crowd of roaring patriots with thousands outside who couldn't get in.
All Venezuelan patriots to act together as one united people. We know what freedom can do in Venezuela because we have seen that future right here. We are born free and we will stay free now and forever.
Well, unfortunately, there's a musical background to that, so that didn't play well. Let's go to some other tweets here. He quotes Lou Dobbs on Fox. Andrew McCabe gave absolutely no evidence of any threat to substantiate his absurd claim. Then the next tweet, 14 hours ago, Crazy Bernie has just entered the race. I wish him well. Now look at this. The Washington Post ignored basic journalistic standards. This is from the lawsuit, because it wanted to advance its well-known and easily documented biased agenda against President Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump, this is great. This is memorable. Donald Trump sends a message to Nick. What is his last name? But anyway, the young man who is the plaintiff. Go get him, Nick. Fake news. I love it. Encouragement from the president. The president quotes Trey Gowdy on Fox. I watched this appearance. Trey Gowdy said, if thinking that James Comey is not a good FBI director is tantamount to being an agent of Russia, this is what this nut whack job, Andrew McCabe. And folks, listen to him speak. He is a whack job. He is nuts. He rode his bicycle, apparently, 35 miles each way to his office. I used to do crazy things like that. And that's wacky. And he looks emaciated. The guy barely fills his clothes. If thinking that James Comey, this is Trey Gowdy said this, that James Comey is not a good FBI director, is tantamount to being an agent of Russia, then just list all the people that are agents of Russia. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Rod Rosenstein, who wrote the memo to get rid of Comey, the inspector general, etc. And of course, McCabe was asked on national television, do you think Donald Trump is a Russian agent? And he said, I think that's possible. Wow. Twilight Zone music there. Let's see. Let me update this and see if I've got another post here.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber...
We'll be right back.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Hey, we're back, folks. And let me return to something I didn't complete earlier in the show, which is a rundown of the people that we will be treated to hearing and seeing at the Conservative Political Action Conference beginning Wednesday, February 27th. I'll be covering it extensively on this show. It'll run through the Ronald Reagan dinner on Friday night. I hope Donald Trump will be the speaker, and maybe we'll get that on the show here live. Some of the other speakers, Representative Mark Meadows. Yeah, I like him, of North Carolina. He's one of the patriots in the Freedom Caucus. Representative Jim Jordan, Patriot Caucus of Ohio. Yeah, I like him. Like, yeah, I'd pay $185 just to shake his hand. Here's a bonus cherry on top. Representative Matt Gaetz, the first congressional district of Florida, the panhandle, or the redneck Riviera, as we who lived there called it when I lived there. That's another winner. Joni Ernst, Tom McClintock, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, and some others, Representative Paul Gosser, a whole bunch of representatives here. Find another real winner. Well, there you go. Now, I don't see Charlie Hurt, but there's a great column from Charlie Hurt, and I'm going to go to that right now. Let me find it. Entitled, "The Nuclear Option In what world is an invasion of 11 million people not an emergency? And of course, the invasion's far more than 11 million people. We now know it's at least 22 million, double that. So Charlie Hurt writes this. He's a young guy, born in 72, got his start really big time with the Washington Times. He's now, the opinion editor of Washington Times. He's an editor at Breitbart, an editor at a number of the best outlets. Now come all the great Washington, in ironic quotes, conservatives, lambasting President Trump for threatening to declare a national emergency so he can finally build the promised southern border wall that got him elected. These out of the blue, in quotes, constitutionalists have lined up alongside the open border Democrats who for years have airily dismissed U.S. citizens' alarm over the open border as a manufactured crisis. These critics are all of a sudden worried that Mr. Trump will overreach his executive authority. Even more fundamentally, they cringe. This action by a president will forever grant unchecked new powers to every future president. Now, I like this next four-word sentence. Give me a break. Way to go. And Charlie Hurt is not, he's not that good in person on TV. He's in the spoken word, he's good. But not great. But in the written word, he is great. Give me a break. These are the same goons in Congress who for decades have handed over congressional authority to any president in the White House who happens to wear the same color jersey they do. I'll go down further here. And goons, these are like Michael Medved, goons like that. The Rhinos, the John McCains, the Paul Ryans. Now come these Republican conservatives, many of whom also happen to be never Trumpers. Medved was a huge never Trumper. They're all trying to cover their asses now, pretending that they support Donald Trump or ever did. All horrified, and there are people like that within white nationalism also. Ironic, just a little ironic small side note. Won't give you any names. People who claim to support Donald Trump who hated him, and actually still do. That's coming out now. Many of whom also happen to be never Trumpers, all horrified that Mr. Trump might declare the invasion on the southern border a national emergency. This, they bleat, will only give a green light to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to declare a national emergency and ban all air travel when she becomes president. First, as much as I personally adore AOC and want her to headline every Democratic debate for the rest of history, she will not be president. Her enthusiasm is infectious, but sadly, she is the poster child of higher education in America today. She is full of passion, feelings, and self-righteousness, yet utterly devoid of information, knowledge, wisdom, experience, or the slightest accomplishment. Second, a left-wing nut in a position of power doesn't need a green light to violate the Constitution or blow through long-settled rules of discourse, decorum, or constitutionalism. See Obama, Barack, Holder, Eric, Reed, Harry. Let me skip down further. In what world is 11 million illegal aliens inside a country not an invasion? We invaded Normandy with about 156,000 on D-Day. 11 million? And that is the conservative estimate. It's right. It's way above that. We know that now. In what world is an invasion of more than 10 million people not an emergency? And this includes, of course, people that are murdering your own people, distributing fentanyl, meth, heroin. The fact that the invasion of our southern border has taken place over a period of decades only highlights the chronic nature of the emergency situation. He goes, he talks about the conviction of El Chapo Guzman, whose members of the jury, their identities were kept secret as a security measure They deliberated 6 days, sorted through what authorities called an avalanche of evidence gathered that Guzman and his murderous Sinaloa drug cartel made billions in profits by smuggling tons of cocaine, heroin, meth, and marijuana into the U.S. Yeah, concludes Charles Hurt, a manufactured crisis indeed. So a nice column there. I love some of his verbs, though. They bleat, they're goons, and give me a break. I love fresh writing like that. Let me take a look over here at our calling board. I don't see any callers. I'm getting lonely. Pick up that phone and dial. Operators are waiting to take your call. use promotion code Kelso 111, and we will double your offer, and you get free postage. Free shipping. Let's go to another headline. It's among the good news. Oh, here's a surprising one. The Breitbart reports that the Department of Justice is expecting the completion of the Mueller report as early as next week. Wow. Okay, we've heard that before, but this could actually be happening. CNN reports that the newly confirmed Attorney General William Barr is expected to turn over a summary of the report to Congress soon after its completion. The outlet cautioned that President Donald Trump's overseas trip to meet with North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un could impact the precise timing of the announcement. Now, that's a kind of a little bit of a detail that, to me, says there might be something to this. You know, CNN is the home of leakers, so this information will get leaked to them first. Very interesting. And also, it's being leaked that the Mueller report might not be what the left is hoping it would be. Anyway, so that's an interesting report. So we'll stay tuned for that. Matthew Boyle of Breitbart is one of the scheduled speakers at the CPAC media panel. That's a good one. Beto O'Rourke, here's another great headline, as the prospective opponents of Donald Trump, and they will all, they're not prospective opponents, they are now opponents of Donald Trump, and he will be taking them down one by one in a they will be running a tag team match in which Donald Trump alone in the octagon will knock out all 20, 30, 40, however many goons, bleating goons, the left puts into the octagon. Donald Trump will take them all out, including Robert Patrick. No, did I remember his name right? Well, whatever. Beto O'Rourke. He is proposing his 10-point plan, which includes, let's see, he wants citizenship for all the Dreamers and their parents, as well as for millions more now in the U.S. He is against building any walls along the U.S. border and supports tearing down the existing borders, walls. Yes, absolutely, he says. I'd take the wall down. He said that in an MSNBC interview. This puts O'Rourke on the left side of the ever-growing Democrat presidential field. So he's on the left side of the left. Very good. And they'll all go down with some, they're going to all stick their feet in their mouths in that fashion. Let's see, what else have we got here in the news lineup? We've got Richard Nostin here on the phone. Richard, are you there?
Hey, how's you doing there? Yeah, I just want to throw it in one more time. We got to get on this Black Boule. Once again, they showed how strong and effective they are, because this guy who staged his lynching and it's bleaching. He's a Boule. They have gay Boule. They have actor Boule, football player Boule, basketball player Boule. They work in tandem almost. They all have the highest dollar lawyers. They're the ones who co-signed Obama burning down Libya. They're the ones who signed the agreement to support everything that Israel tells us to do. Cynthia McKinney spoke up about them. That's why. Yes, sir.
Well, Richard, thank you for bringing up this this phenomenon, which is really helping us patriots out big time, because this guy, now I never followed his career or anything, it's just because I just don't watch most television, but Jussie Smollett apparently is a big time star. He's well known to the public. So he's not just a guy who staged a fake hate crime. He is a very famous guy and a guy in Hollywood. So this is really you can't make this up, and you couldn't hope for a better outcome, because apparently some of the guys that he paid to do this fake, sexual assault and, white racist hater assault, two of these guys have turned on him. And I read a report where somebody said, that the Chicago police, 12 of their top detectives, really took this thing apart. Gabe Smollett, they gave him the benefit of the doubt and began investigating his case. But the thing just exploded. And now, get this, the one I like the most. He sent a letter, a threatening letter to himself, saying you're going to die, black man and all this kind of stuff. And he also put in the letter powdered Tylenol to make it look like, some poison, and then anthrax or something. So he's committed all kinds of federal felonies, big time violations of terrorism laws. And so the whole thing is just coming unraveled. The police, get this, you'll love this. This guy is nailed, because they found in the apartment, when the police searched the apartment, they found the magazine pages from which he had clipped the letters for his fake threat letter. He clipped letters out of a magazine. Well, they found the parts of the they found the magazine from which they'd been clipped. Oh, man, we call that game, set, match. You're going to prison, buddy.
Right. Hey, but, Mr. Kelso, for the sake of time, I'm trying to focus on the bullseye, though, and that is the people who have sworn service to the king, and that is the black Boule. We have to focus on them. This is the gigantic black hand that is running all of this Black Lives Matter. You name it, Michael, Trevon, I don't want to name all the names. If we don't focus on these people, they threw Cynthia McKinney out of office. They wouldn't fund her party. Wouldn't fund her because she wouldn't be one of them. Tried to out Jackson. That's who these people are. They're devils. Black devils, literally.
Yes, but see, the president said what you're saying. The president said it right here in his latest tweets just today. He says it over and over again. No, but here's what he says.
But he doesn't say.
He uses the phrase "enemy of the people," and that is strong language. When you call the New York Times, it used to be called the newspaper of record, is now called by the President of the United States the true enemy of the people. The Post is called the enemy of the people. The entire Washington fake news media press corps is called the enemy of the people. Donald Trump is nailing them with that phrase, which he introduced, enemy of fake news, and the equation of fake news with enemy of the people. I think he's got them nailed.
I agree with you, but nobody knows who the Boule are. We know who the New York Times are. We know who the you name them. We know all, but guys are under the radar.
Richard.
Be called. Yes, sir.
Well, you use a term that forgive me, I'm not familiar with it. How do you spell Boule?
Look, I'm trying to familiarize everybody with it. That's my point. Not to be rude, but that's what I'm calling for. I called several shows and nobody never looks into them. They have their own codes. They were started in 1905 by the so-called black elites back in 1905 by a man named Henry Minton. They have a history. They have their own flags. They're recruited out of the Greek system, the Alpha, Beta, Kappas, whatever. And these people literally work for the Illuminati. They are the black Illuminati. That's what I'm trying to get people to see.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. You're educating me, Richard. Let's go to a break. And all right. Thanks, Richard. Sure. Bye-bye.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks, and thanks for tuning us in. We're in our last segment here, and we got a good call there from Richard in Austin, who familiarized me starting my education on something I was unaware of, which he calls the Black Boule. And so I looked up the Black Boule, and it's spelled B-O-U-L-E, accent aigu, that's a little mark over the E that the French use, Boule. The Black Boule, and Boule means a council of noblemen. And it is a black organization founded in 1904, very exclusive, limited to 5,000 members. We won't have time to do it, but if I listed list of the members. One of them I met, Arthur Ashe. I actually met Arthur Ashe once at church in the Pacific Palisades, California. But he was a member. But other names you're familiar with, like Martin Luther King, Vernon Jordan, let's see, Douglas Wilder, who are some of the other famous people that you know, Ralph Bunche, Andrew Young, Maynard Jackson. These are people who were members of the, or are members of the Black Boule, associated with a Sigma Pi Phi, or Sigma Pi Phi. And it's not a college. They don't have college chapters, but they have 126 chapters all across the United States. Very elite organization, and apparently very powerful. And maybe I'm getting the idea here, maybe very left-wing, very globalist. So that's a new fact for me, something to study and think about. And there are some books on the subject. We're in our last segment here, so I will just kind of give a conclusion here to how things are going today. What have we got to look forward to coming up? We've got the Conservative Political Action Conference coming up starting next Wednesday. That'll be a big deal. Possibly the Mueller report coming out. Wow, that'll be something. The national publicity tour of crazy Andrew McCabe. No, I mean, this is just, boy, this thing is just coming apart at the seams. I love that. The guy's flapping his lips all over television. What do they say about people doing that sort of thing? Keep digging. Keep digging, Andy. Keep flapping your lips. Keep digging your grave, buddy. We got this great lawsuit coming from the Covington kids. You know, the self-destruction of the demon rat candidates, they're all competing with each other to be more left-wing, more outrageous, and more disreputable in the eyes of the American people. So Donald Trump, I think, has framed the upcoming election beautifully. The wall people versus the open borders people, people that want to protect Social Security and Medicare, from the left wingers, they want to destroy Social Security and Medicare, take both programs apart for us older white folks who created and paid for these programs. They want to shift that income to the new invading population. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow night, same time, same station. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.